topics. I'm thankful for the coordinators here that show us how, even though we cannot bring ourselves here with our own money, there was the coordinators that make it possible, or the bird that made it possible for the other people to come from the other villages. Our culture should not be lost. This is something that is so true. Our language should not be lost. Please talk to your children. My name is Martha.
A long time ago, when we were playing games, the games that we would play would be string games, and also throwing knives, and also jackstones made out of wood. We need those things in order to show our young people. We need to have those handy if we're going to teach our young people. And I'm very thankful because of this meeting, getting all these older people together. All of us that are older, we're not getting any stronger. And because through prayer, we're going to continue on, and we're going to try and make it for next year. And by being happy, I'm very happy for this meeting, since it's been very positive. And also because we've had other people from the other villages. I'm very thankful for that chance to get together with them. There are some things that I would like to make sure we get. Would like to have things like jackstones for showing the traditional jackstones, and also for throwing knives. And if we can have those, that'd be helpful. And I'm Bertha Lovett.
Time for a break. We'll return again after the break. Lately, it just had seemed upheaval because some of the people from Point Hope did not arrive. We really missed them because the weather was so bad down there, they didn't go and get them. We tried to even get them here through Fairbanks. It was just impossible. Sometimes the Commission of History and Culture will go down there to talk to them about the things that we talk about, so that they will have their share of the topics that we covered. The Commission of History and Culture will have to go down there to Point Hope. I'm sure that they will have a lot of things to give in participating. We certainly miss the Point Hopers, because we like to hear them talk. We're going to take everything that we covered so that they will feel like they participate also. Thereafter the break, we will have more. We will give the floor to you once again to talk. I came as a participant from Point Hope. I am not an elder, but I am a member of the Inupiat Language Commission, and I am interested in the translation of the tapes. I always like to hear the stories being told. Even for the ones that when the women participated in when they started to jump rope, I couldn't bring myself to jump rope. My appreciation is great for you all. I have 3 adopted children. Seems like that adopted children are closer than the real children for some reason. This I want to pass on. Even if we travel, there's life within us. We can always pray for one another because we don't know what will happen. Because sometimes it is hard to make a decision what you will do for yourself, because life is unpredictable. I thank God. My name again is Carol Amnek. My Eskimo name is Tukumik. I want to thank you all for moving here to Barrow. I am thankful for the Barrow people for always smiling at me and making me quite comfortable. I want to first of all thank the people that are hunters, the people that provide us whales, that make it possible for us to eat muktuk. This past fall, when the Point Hopers got a whale, I was expecting when are the Barrow people coming in? When are the people coming in with the whale from Barrow? I will turn the radio on and listen for the radio. The lead wasn't very far from Barrow. And there was a lot of action going on in the radio. You can hear the dynamite over there at the gravel pit. I think that's what he's talking about. One of my in-laws came home for lunch, and he asked me, "How are you today?" I am fine. For me, I would like to know, when my brother-in-law went home, my son-in-law went home, I asked him at that lunch hour, where are they drilling? Why are they making all this explosive noise? And he told me that it's coming in from the gravel pit, that they were dynamiting there at that morning. He said, "You just go out right now and go and fire them all, because therefore you want some whale meat." If you tell them that you had fired them, just tell them to come back in June to start the explosion. And he left. And he listened for the explosions again the next day. And the counters were counting up to 60 whale, but the next day there was hardly any noise, no explosions the next day, but there was a lot of planes going on down there during the lead. Well, within 2 days, they caught a whale. My buddy got one, the first one. I was so thankful. This I wanted to say. Because as a little boy, the whalers in the past, at Point Hope, if they want to catch a whale, they would go out looking for whales out in the ocean, and when they see the bubble at the ocean, they use oar for signal, and when the whalers down there see the or waving, that would be an indication for them not to hunt any seals, and that is how they did their signaling then. And I want to just pass this on. And my question was asked. Sometimes past, I just couldn't bring myself to bring myself then. The question was, why are our ancestors happy? The question that the help asked. For me, I'll answer it real short. The ancestors then were unpredictable. Some of them were friendly, sometimes some of them would murder. But the visit would walk when the other person is welcome, they are made quite welcome. And the other one is, the other question is, why were some of the our ancestors unhappy? And I will answer that in a short answer. Because our ancestors were fighting among each other. The person that murdered his relative, he would cut his hair real short. That would be an indication of his crime. And all through the winter, he would be feeling real bad because the relatives would be mourning all the time. And then therefore that man that committed the crime would go out wailing, and right around June they would bring their boats in. The whalers then right before the birds start nesting, they would come inland because they don't like to come during the nesting of the birds for some reason. These people would go out to the Nalukata, and these people that would that had lost a loved one would go to the blanket toss. He would bathe himself, these people then would bathe themselves in a certain manner. And then they would forget their mourning. And these people that have a desire to commit crime, if they would kick the ball way up, they would remove their knife, and there they would meet, because and there they would embrace and forget about their. When they embrace and when they throw another person, and if they drop him three times, they would forget about the past. And there they made friends then. And this was the lordship that had been renowned for our ancestors. My name is Daniel Atangarang. For me, I'm here to humor you. For a person that had been cleaning their sewing, we had a gift from Point Hope in our home. That time when these people were going to Canada, Bhagak was one of them, and his younger brother. When they went up to Kupik, they met their relatives up there in Kubak. Ilyaluruk were their relatives then, and then there they came upon them. And there they welcomed each other, and they met, conversed, and they were certainly happy. At the time, they had tents, and as they were together, the Inuvialuruk beckoned his guest to go next door to get the sewing machine. And he understand what Mekon means. He want her to go get her a potty, then he would, because they were from the Kupak dialect, they had different understanding of Mekon. This in Kubak, they would bathe themselves with their toilet water. as a mikok. But the person had understand him to go and get the toilet pot. This was a story by Bhagak that he told to us. I thought I would tell you. Some of our differences in our language. I want to show my appreciation. For the coordinators, because I had been so comfortable for them meeting all of my accommodations by food. Because I haven't been thankful person, I just want to relay my thankfulness for those people that went to get some food to accommodate us. Even when I went home, I didn't eat because there was so much food around here. When I went home, I just had something to drink. When I leave from here, I will remember you all by prayer, and I want you all to remember me. At Atkasuk, when we pray, we try to remember all the villages. Because we have a need for this prayer. We need to help each other out. We have to keep our faith fed as we need to keep our bodies nourished. The need to help each other needs to be motivated. I, for one, could not, thought I could not bring one because I didn't know how I was going to come here to bear from Atkasuk. I get all of my apprehensiveness and tried to come here. When I found out that they will come and get me, I was really glad that they came by and get me. And I had a lot of happy people that were coming by, that were flying with me also. I want to remember the people that I live with, even by prayer. We went through a lot ourselves by losing our children, sometimes even our own husbands. I, for one, have nothing to lean on except the prayer of other people have helped me a lot. I have nothing of importance to say. I just don't want to leave without saying thank you for giving for the food. I also think that the things they talk about food earlier was right. I would like to have food that will be pleasing for us. My name is Panigyok Pamatkatu. I want to say thank you myself, looking at all of you. I do miss the people from Point Hope. I'm sure they would have something to relate to that we have never heard about. Although I didn't go to all of the meetings, I really enjoyed this meeting. Because each one of us are persons, we need to be thankful for some of the things. Sometimes we ask for assistance from our Christian friends, and the answer is renowned. Even though you don't talk about it, or if you don't tell the other person that you are praying for them, the help is always known by prayer, by mind, or by the help is always there. When you come in, hardship is always within the soul of a Christian. There's always so much going on, but we need to be patient through all this turmoil, because we will be going home to a home where there's no sorrow. We will be seeing each other once again when we meet once again next year at the next meeting. We will be assisting each other by prayer for one another. For us that have proclaimed ourselves as Christians, we need to assist ourselves by cheerfulness. Because the smile of a person is certainly very cheerful, because when you pass a person that is happy, it makes the soul happy. When a person is in a depressed state, we shouldn't just go by a person that is in that state. We shouldn't just walk by it, even though we don't just walk by it. I want to thank each one of you and for participating in this meeting. The pictures that we saw and the words that were contributed here were certainly reminisce the old days of our ancestors. I want to thank the persons for their talk. We will meet once again in God's land. My name is Irene. Thank you. My name is Levi Grace Kahuna from Kupik. I've been traveling here and there, going east sometimes. This thing that they said earlier, if they can landmark some of the land that has been place of our ancestors, if we could mark those things, those lands by book. There at Kupik, there was where the Sukakmeot used to live, but there is no one there anymore. Right over there by Olohonek, by Wainwright. Right by Tivoli, there is a point where there's so much caribou. There's a whole herd of antlers that Aswak and I got right over there, where we had the boat, where we usually had where we usually went caribou hunting. And over there, there was Great Lakes here and there. And also these whales over there by the thing of there's a lot of baleen over there by the hill. You can see a residue of the baleens that were buried in the hill. As I was growing up, the boats that have caught the whale, and over there by Kukbaru, they would ask the Inupiaq to right around 1913 to assist with the oil. And this was the land where my father went trapping. I don't have there much story, but my ancestors came from Kupik and Kuvik, right around Kukbaruk, when there was no more caribou. They my great grandmother, they buried right around Itkalik, and my grandmother and my mother. They found her in Salmangnukta and took her. I just want to relate my appreciation. Here I am as an observer, watching the Tanik, and often write to people at the Washington DC. I feel that our representative there in Washington DC are not performing right. Because of the new president there. I don't know what he's saying. The Alaska people are higher than the people from the lower 48. The customs and the traditions are much higher to serve, and they are they certainly have more authority than the lifestyle on the lower 48. Our president is trying to adjust these misadjustments that we had to go by. We thank these people that are helping in those. I want to say something about the people in Washington, D.C. My name is Maddie Bhattash. I want to thank each one of you because this is the first time I came here to the Elders Conference. They have certainly accommodated us by hospitality. Or when we went to the trade fair, I was feeling kind of bad. I would get up and start to cook because I would just want to sleep because we didn't have any rides to go to the trade fair. We would be walking and therefore would be real tired. But because they have accommodated us well here, by giving us a ride, I feel real rested. Sometimes I mean at home where I just normally stay in my home, but I just go from my home to the church. I don't even take a walk down by the hill anymore. Therefore, because I'm getting so old, I feel real heavy and tired. But these people that are going before us are sometimes are assisting us. I thank the people that have this inspiration. They really help us. After church, when they have this inspiration, I really enjoy that. And the KBRW radio station. I listen to the broadcast by both churches. We have to remember that we are worshiping one God. And how could we try to have animosity between one another if we are serving one God? We have to try to love each other the best we can. Sometimes when somebody else has done something wrong, we want to go right around them rather than try to appease them, because then our rivals then will be saved. We don't know the hearts of the people, but God knows. I am thankful. Because at the time I was growing up, I remember our homes when we had silo lamps, when we had wooden stove. But right now, our lifestyle is getting rather comfortable. And I want to thank all of you here in Barrow. I can't even express my thankfulness. I will sing to you a song as the ending. Anak Tuk was the person that taught me this song. Those people that have taught, that learned with me, are not all here anymore. Thank you. I want to say thank you for people that are preaching, for people that are preaching especially to me. I feel real accommodated this week. There was really no need for anything that I wanted. I thank God for no illnesses. When it's time for us to go home, I'm sure our God will be with us wherever we are designated to go. All of us. Oh, how thankful I am. If we live without any illnesses or anything, we'll meet again. Of course, we will know what will happen, but God will be guiding us in everything we do. I just want to say thank you. and remember all of these preachings. And I'm so thankful for being accommodated well. I just want to say thank you. My name is Danny Wood. I want to say thank you for the KBRW station, because it's hard for me to walk. I have to stay home and listen to the KBRW. I am thankful for the radio station for assisting us broadcasting. I want to thank each of you that were able to come, even though I would not have been able to see you if you hadn't come in from the villages. They are certainly a big help for you to come here all the way. As a little girl, I recall what my great-grandpa and my grandfather had. I would catch them praying together. Because then Christianity was much stronger. There at Nubuku, at the point, they never missed on Wednesday and Sunday. They would walk from the point, because we could reminisce the ancestors how well they their patterns. I remember King Naviak quite well. He would make a certain noise like a bell to convince the people for church. I don't know what kind of bell he used, but I sure remember King Naviak. They certainly made a good testimony. Life then was very hard. Living then was almost unbearable, but now life is so comfortable. As for me at my home, I know things are not always right. There are so many children in our grandchildren that need prayer, because sometimes I have to sleep to other people's home. I certainly am not I know that when you're seeking help when you are a heavy burden, it certainly lightens it up. The coordinators that came by to accommodate us too, by means of rides and by means of homes, have certainly done well. My name is Ida Namnu. This thing that Ida just talked now, those people that used to ring the bell, I would like to relate that. Kinabiak and Abivarak were used the boat's horn. They had to wind it up, of course. At one time I caught them early in the morning. They were going to start the horn, but the horn froze. And when they couldn't do anything with it, they went to get somebody's shotgun out there by the Kanicha. And that man hadn't cleaned the shotgun. Mm-hmm. Here their beard had turned into a sooty face because they used that for a horn and through the gun, I guess they blew. Well, for me, concerning the elders' conference and bringing the people from the villages, I often think about it, but this time I'm going to relate it. During this time, they always, when the elder people get together, they usually enjoy each other and just have a good time. I, for one, I have something to look forward to when the Lord gathers all His people. We always hear about that, that He will gather all the people, and all the people that do well will certainly meet on this day. I always often think about this, how when the Lord comes, because we will be able to understand things we do not understand. I often think about that myself.